In Russia, Jehovah's Witnesses have been arrested. Their church property has been confiscated, and now the country's top prosecutor is threatening to ban their faith. Jehovah's Witnesses leaders say the ban would affect some 175,000 church members. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
A couple of hundred people are gathered at the Kingdom Hall in St. Petersburg for Tuesday evening Bible study. One of the topics they discuss is how to tell other people about their vision of Christianity and their version of the Bible. The Jehovah's Witnesses are well known for preaching from door to door and offering tracts such as the Watchtower. In March, the group received a warning from the Russian General Prosecutor's Office saying they had 2 months to stop all activities that are deemed to be extremist. Yaroslav Savulsky, a member of the presiding committee of Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia, says that's a misuse of Russia's anti-extremism law.
In the whole world, Jehovah's Witnesses are known as a peaceful, obedient, respectful citizens. We are politically totally neutral.
Savulsky says the accusation of extremism is based on a false understanding of the Jehovah's Witnesses' assertion that theirs is the only true religion. Prosecutors have alleged that means the witnesses are promoting religious discord.
Of course, it's totally wrong because every religion feels that they have only true religion. This is the nature of any religion. Otherwise, why you are following the false religion?
Some opponents of the Jehovah's Witnesses say their claims are more than just polite disagreement, though. This is Alexander Dvorkin, a former Russian Orthodox priest who now teaches the history of religion and cult studies at St. Tihon University in Moscow.
In their literature, there are some very harsh statements and very insulting statements about other faiths.
Dvorkin also says that the Jehovah's Witnesses are not Christian because they don't believe in the divinity of Christ. Although they don't believe in the Trinity, the Jehovah's Witnesses say they follow the teachings of Christ and consider him the leader of their church. Dvorkin regards the organization as a cult that restricts its followers' human rights because members may not vote, run for office, or serve in the military. That, he says, means the group doesn't respect the constitution of the country and raises questions about whether it deserves legal status.
The court would decide, but I think from a point of view of Attorney General, those questions are quite legitimate.
The Jehovah's Witnesses say that although they don't take part in political activities, they pay taxes and obey the law. If the court decides that the Jehovah's Witnesses should be stripped of their registration and banned, it would be illegal for them to meet or to preach from door to door. Members of the Kingdom Hall in St. Petersburg say there's no way they can obey that. This is Nadia Bilyenko, who says her parents and grandparents were persecuted for their Jehovah's Witness beliefs during Soviet times. It's very sad, she says, but I'll continue to believe in God. These are conditions where our belief gets stronger, and we're going to do even more. It's unclear exactly when the court will rule on the question of banning Jehovah's Witnesses throughout Russia, but an initial decision could come soon. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.